Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's a hump day party song. Turn up them speakers and sing along. Worked all week trying to make a dollar, listening to that boss man holler. Take a look and what do I see? Middle of the week, halfway free. It's party time tonight.
I wish that song was longer. That's just a great way to get going. Great way to get going, because I have so many things to lay out the truth for you today. Welcome to the Monica J Show, your live and local FM talk show. 92.3 and 99.1, covering all of Northern Nevada, and for very good reason. Somebody brought up an interesting concept to me yesterday because, well, I just get out and about. I can't help it. And we are in such a crazy, we're going to make 2020 the year of cancellation. I mean, we're canceling everything around us, history, people, events. So why don't we just cancel 2020, give Trump the presidency and call it 2021 and move on? Because this is really getting crazy. And I'm glad you're here with me to be a part of it. You can stream the show live if you want at 991fmtalk.com. Take us with you when you travel and you go on vacation, or, well, you're just sitting at your office. It doesn't matter. Also at 991fmtalk.com, the podcasts. And if you weren't here for yesterday's show, please go and listen to yesterday's show. I just found out about Pastor Manning, and I guess a lot of people have already known about him because I keep getting sent video clips of his sermons. And wow, I just love the man. I'm going to subscribe to him now. He's crazy honest. And that's what I love. I don't care what ethnicity you are, what religion you are. If you are honest, crazy honest, to where you stand up to people when they're shouting you down and trying to cancel you, I love you. And the silent majority loves you too. Harry Brown. The government is good at one thing. It knows how to break your legs and then hand you a crutch and say, see, if it weren't for the government, you wouldn't be able to walk. That is the craziness that we are in. That is the craziness we are in. Log on to 991fmtalk.com. Poll, podcast, stream. Here we go. Yesterday's poll. Should federal authorities arrest and prosecute those who vandalize or destroy city, state, or national monuments? Overall, 91% said yes. 9% said no. A lot of the no's say not the feds. Some people are trying to keep us honest, and I love that. Thank you. I do get a little bit out there. Unless it's federal property, local authorities need to step up and protect the history that activists are working so hard to destroy. Ironically, if the activists succeed, we're more likely to repeat the wrongs they claim they hate. Yeah, like electing Democrats into office. Another answer, only national monuments. Others assist if requested. Yes, the mayors and governors. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, and the mayors and governors that are letting it happen. So they should be prosecuted as well. I have no problem with that. I like that. Another answer, yes, and they best get with it before it's too late. Well, I have a feeling that more and more people are waking up to the fact that this is not about, say it with me, this is not about George Floyd. This is not about Black Lives Matter, which when you donate to Black Lives Matter goes to the Democrats' presidential campaign for Joe Biden. You can follow the money for yourself. They don't make it that hard to trace. But now, one of the defenders of Black Lives Matter, one of the most outspoken people for them, is saying that all statues of white Jesus, stained glass, whatever it is, needs to be destroyed, removed. Okay, so we didn't stop when it was just Confederate statues. We moved on to George Washington, Abraham Lincoln. Francis. Oh, my head's going to explode. Now we're going for Roosevelt. It's not going to stop. Why? Because the Democrats in charge have given them permission. You take one down, they are going to keep going until they are physically stopped. So, are we going to repeat the sins of the past by electing mayors to positions of governor, mayor, city council members? This is just crazy. If any Republican, Democrat, or independent has supported Black Lives Matter, they need to be out of office because they are pushing racial tensions. I'm done with Nikki Haley. I wanted to see Nikki Haley run for, you know, vice president, maybe president someday. Not anymore. She is off my list. Why? Because we have a few NASCAR fans here. Bubba Wallace, proud Black man, says he found a noose in his garage. No pictures of it. No proof of it. Nikki Haley immediately jumps on hashtag I stand with Bubba Wallace. Turns out with pictures, with multiple pictures, it's a garage door pull. Been in there since last year. Nobody knew he was going to get that garage. That's how they made the pull. Get it? New style. It's got like a handle on it. Makes it easier for you than just grabbing a piece of rope. Sounds like a Jesse Smollett case all over again to keep the racial tensions going. To keep the racial tensions going. Why? Because they want us fighting. How do I know this? Because of the stupidity in the states around us. Have to share this with you this morning. I know I said live and local, but we've got a bootlicker governor who does whatever Gavin Newsom says. And Washington, Oregon, California, and Nevada, because Governor Sisolak can't make any decisions on his own or really care about the economic prosperity of this state. I wonder how soon we'll follow with this. Lincoln County, Oregon. Here's their general directive. By the way, the governor cannot put things into place that it is mandatory for you to wear face coverings. He can't do it. By the way, on a side note, we will be taking Governor Cicilline's press conference tonight at 5 o'clock. But here's the general directive out of Lincoln County. Not our Lincoln. Do we have a Lincoln County? I can't remember. We do have a Lincoln County. This is Lincoln County, Oregon. Don't panic, folks. All individuals in Lincoln County are required to wear face coverings during any indoor public setting or outdoor public location where a person will be within 6 feet of another individual who does not share the same household. Remember, this is a directive. This is not a law. This doesn't matter. You don't have to follow it. But here's the fun part. Their county commissioners in Lincoln County, Oregon, have now said, because of the possibility of racial profiling, that people of color do not have to wear face coverings. Did you get what I just said? Think about that for a minute. In coastal Lincoln County, Oregon, a directive issued by the health department specifically exempts non-Caucasians, referred to as people of color, from wearing masks required of all other county residents if they have heightened concerns about racial profiling and harassment due to wearing face coverings in public. Because God knows a white person has never put on a mask, gone into a convenience store or a bank or any other business and robbed it. What the hell are these people thinking? Every race, every nationality, every religion, every sex. Get the girls in here too. Every color, every shape, every size has bad people that go in and rob places and wear masks. So why would this county do something like this? So basically just white people have to wear masks. You know what? There is systemic racism in this country. I guess I was wrong when I said there wasn't. There is systemic racism in this country, and it is against white people. Unbelievable how far we've come. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I know that, we're supposed to be doing local, but I'm just trying to show you the injustice that is going on all across the country because people are jumping on a domestic terrorist group's bandwagon, meaning Black Lives Matter. Bubba Wallace, I think, is going to be the new Jussie Smollett in the long run. 15 FBI agents immediately showed up at the racetrack, and you know, there's nothing going on here. But Bubba Wallace insists that he found a noose, and it is straight up a noose. It is not a hand pull, blah, blah, blah. Of course, he was on Don Lemon's show when he was saying this. I've never seen a hand pull that way. Well, I have. So I just got a text. So the question is, do we call him Jesse Wallace or Bubba Smollett? That's a good question. But if you missed the first and opening segment, there is now a county in Oregon that requires everybody to wear a face mask except people of color. So they can't just come out and say only white people now will be forced to wear masks. The president has come out and said that these monuments being torn down, he wants to see people, 10 years in prison. I'm totally okay with that. But how are we going to catch those? Because they're all wearing masks. Here's an idea. Since it's not really healthy for you and it's not really about a virus, it's not about Russia, it's not about impeachment, it's not about a sex scandal, it's not about all of the other BS that keeps getting thrown at the man. It's about an election. And by the way, I identify as a person of color, so I shouldn't have to wear a mask. Well, you know me, I don't anyway. But this is what we've come to. And this is exactly what they want. And if you don't know who they are, send me an email and we'll have a little chat. But if you don't know who they are by now, you need to start paying attention. Franklin Delano Roosevelt. In politics, nothing happens by accident. If it happens, you can bet it was planned that way. Huh. Isn't that basically what I just said?
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Log on to our poll question today. It's very easy, 991fmtalk.com. You can also hear a podcast or stream the show there. So today's poll question, should we have term limits? U.S. House of Representatives, Senators, Supreme Court. Is Ruth Bader Ginsburg really making all of those decisions? I don't know. So log on. Answer today's poll. Before I went off on my tirade about Bubba Wallace and Lincoln County, Oregon. I just received a text from Monica. So in Lincoln County, Oregon, I would have to self-identify as black. Clearly, COVID there is not a medical issue. It's a political disease. However, since the virus is colorblind, the black folks identified as being more susceptible to death. The country is targeting blacks now for death and whites for health with masks. I can see that happening because everything is a target. Everything is a victim. Everybody's a victim of one thing or another. So I totally see that. Bob, they realize that there is not a snowball chance in hell of defeating Trump. So they do not want to taint the future candidate. So Biden is the one, similar to the Dole ran against Clinton, when Dole ran against Clinton. You know, this is a time I never thought I would see in my life. I never thought I would see it. But here it is. President Trump has done more for the black community than even a black president who had control of both Congress and the Senate at one point, who had black men that were killed by officers. So this is not something new. And yet, all of these times before, it's just gone by the wayside. I'm really concerned about this. But I do want to share this with you as we talk about term limits, because this is so, so important. I know there are pros and cons, but this gentleman makes a great point.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and senators, for providing me an opportunity to address this important issue. I want you to imagine for a moment that you are an employer and you've got some problems with your employees. When you hired these employees, they promised they would do exactly what you asked of them. But once they got the job, they became a nightmare. They stopped listening to you and started using the job to line their own pockets. They took the company credit card and racked up more debt than you could afford to pay back. They became so obsessed with keeping their jobs that they forgot to do their jobs. And after all that failure, all that disappointment, and all that incompetence, your employees came to you and said, "We deserve a raise." If you're a reasonable person, that should make your blood boil. And yet, that is exactly what it feels like to be an American taxpayer. The first three words in our Constitution are, "We the people." It's written larger than anything else because the framers of that document, the architects of our republic, wanted to remind you at all times who's in charge. We, the people. We are your employers, and you have an obligation to listen to us. So I come to you with a message from the American people. We demand term limits for members of Congress. In fact, according to the most recent national polls on the issue, 82% of Americans want term limits. That includes support from 89% of Republicans, 76% of Democrats, and 83% of independent voters. This is not a left or right issue. This is an American issue. In fact, term limits could be the only issue with support from both President Trump and former President Obama. Now, there was a time about 25 years ago when Congress was debating this. Nearly every opponent of term limits up here had the same rebuttal. Experience, experience, experience. We need experience to do this job right. If only you leave your Congress member in office for decades on end, he or she will become such a policy expert that all our problems will be solved. In hindsight, that was one of the worst predictions ever.
Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth? So that's where I'm leading with my thoughts on term limits. And while we're at it, why don't we damn the torpedoes? Why do we keep letting Clark County make all of the decisions? Maybe we need an electoral college, and you'll realize the importance of the electoral college. Why don't we have an electoral college for Nevada votes? How about that? How about that? All right. I've been so negative. I want to bring you something that is just fantastic. You know how I feel about my president. And for any liberal listening, guess what? He's still your president too. So I love these girls, and I want to share this with you because I think this is just absolutely awesome.
Okay. Here we go. Sorry. This is called Keep America Great. We wrote it. We just finished the studio version recently.
Love, love, love those girls. Love it. That was actually from the Tulsa rally. The first one that, well, we've had since the country shut down. And AOC, don't know if you saw this. I'm going to put it on my webpage. I know I keep saying I'm going to put stuff on my webpage. I'm going to put it on my webpage because AOC, before she deleted it, and it was captured by a number of people, tweeted out all her appreciation for the 20-somethings from the universities that all banded together and booked up a majority of the seats for the Tulsa rally. That's why Trump was saying we have like a million ticket requests. And of course, the media jumped on that, you know, not nearly the amount of people was there to try to make you think that people aren't excited about him. If it were not Trump, I would hope that it would be somebody else in this position, because the Democrats are systematically destroying this country and have been for decades. I've warned you that it is already a socialist country. There's degrees of Marxism. They want full-on communists. So please, get involved. Because when we look at national issues, all the national issues we have start right here. They start right here at home. Right here at home. How do you know that? because Hillary Sheevy shut down our police when rioters, when thugs, when anarchists were destroying downtown Reno. Same thing happened in Las Vegas on a much grander scale. What do all the cities in the past that have had the highest crime rates, the highest just disgust, murders, robberies, blah, 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 what do they have in common with what we are going through right now with riots? They are all run by Democrats. And the appeasing little Republicans who call themselves Republicans but are actually rhinos or left-leaning, because all of those Democrats that left the Democrat Party because they were too far left, they had to go somewhere. So where did they go? They went into the Republican Party and made it swing left. If we are going to keep our country whole, if we are going to keep our country great, we need to outvote the Democrats. We need to get as many Democrats out of office as we can. I will try to get the professional version, the studio version of that song, and just keep playing it. Because it is America first. Keep America one. Keep America whole. Keep it as the country that our founding fathers died for, fought for, so we wouldn't have to. We'll be back after this with your calls. Talk and text line 884-9910, whatever you want to talk about today. I know I'm going a little off on national stuff, but when you have states, counties saying that, you know, oh, it's not a race thing, it's not a health thing, but if you're, you know, anybody of color, you don't have to wear a mask. Are you not picking up on this? You have people of color coming out and saying, do not trust, do not invest in Black Lives Matter. Do not listen to these people. Do not fund these people, because if you go to Black Lives Matter, and you can walk yourself through it, go to blacklivesmatter.org. Click on donate. It will take you to the Act Blue donation page. Takes you to another page. Act Blue. That's where the Democrats are all of a sudden getting money from. People think they're trying to help, and you're not. We'll be back with Terry, who wants to talk about the Wild Mustangs, coming up after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Speaking of Smith Valley, goodness, seen some beautiful wild horses down there. So let's go to the phone lines and check in with Terry this morning. Wants to talk about those wild Mustangs out there, which I don't think there's actually any more wild Mustangs. I think they've all been kind of converted over by, you know, a little nookie here, a little nookie there. Hey, Terry, thanks for calling the show.
Hi, Monica. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I wanted to talk. I live out here in the country, as you know, and there's a herd of Mustangs, and about 2 or 3 weeks ago, they had a little Mustang, and he's got black on his outside, and he's got brown on his bottom. That's why you can tell. That's why I can tell who he is. Well, me and my grandson got to see the miracle of him being born.
Oh, so anyway, did you name him?
Not yet. We called him Rib, Burnt Rib, because he's that dark on the, and brown on the bottom, but... But what happens is they're looking for water. It's, you know how dry it is.
Yeah.
So they come over and they kind of smashed up my water fountain. I said, oh boy. So I threw all that away and thought, this has got to stop, you know. And they came over the other day and they're so thirsty, they found a water cooler that I had and they knocked the side in. And you know how, they're wild horses. They do these things. So now I figured it out. You're not supposed to water them. I know that. So I took a secret. I'm not going to say it on the air, but I took a secret big bowl, which is huge, and I put it out into a spot. And now they come by and they drink it dry every day. And then they just start walking. It's almost like they look over at me, and probably five or six horses just drink it all up. And the little guy, he gets right in there and gets his. And there's a couple little guys, a little light brown one, and then him. And they just drink all the water down. And then they start walking real low. And two or three of the big ones look at me because I always wait for them. You know, about the time your show goes on, that's about the time they come walking up from the, they walk like south, north to south. So it's really cool. I know I'm not supposed to do that, but I don't care. We're not supposed to do a lot of things, but we do them anyway because that's the right thing to do. So
exactly. Saving a life.
Put that in there and lighten the mood just a little, you know?
Terry, I'm so glad you did. I hope you're taking pictures.
I haven't yet, but I'm going to. I'll have to send some and send them to you.
You know, Terry, actually, I just got word from somebody that you can actually get permission from the agency that regulates the land around where you're at to supply some water. Because if they know they're out there, because they put feeding, you know, and water troughs out in different places. So why shouldn't you be allowed to? You just don't want to feed them near roadways or water them near roadways but if, you know, you're on your property and out in the middle of the country.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to say that, you know, and lighten the mood up a little bit. I know things are kind of weird, but that's just so cool. I'll get a picture of him.
I think that is cool. Please take some pictures and hopefully you heard the call yesterday that Nye County has, I know my boss is going to be mad at me because you need to watch the video, the horse rich, dirt poor, or something like that. But I love horses out in the wild. Nye County is no longer allowing helicopters to be used in the roundups. So, you know, get some cowboys back out there. If you want to do a roundup, hire a cowboy.
Give the horses a chance. They'll run really hard if they think someone's out there.
Exactly. It's like giving the wild wolves and the deer shotguns, you know? Make it fair. Oh, what can I say? Terry, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate your time. And Kevin, we had the lines blocked at one point. So my New York, Kevin, if you are out there still listening and you want to call, please do. We cannot dial international. I see you have an international number. We cannot dial that here from the studio. So we were going to get you on, but you have to call back in. So Kevin, Gil, if you're still out there listening and you want to talk about BLM, not Bureau of Land Management, but Black Lives Matter, then 884-9910. All right, we'll be back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.